Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat has set a deadline of this week for investigators to solve the case of a respected Muslim human rights lawyer feared kidnapped just over 2 weeks ago. Analysts fear the lawyer's disappearance and a Saturday night bomb attack indicate the simmering tensions in Thailand's largely Muslim southern provinces are far from over. Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat used his weekly radio address to press investigators to solve the case of the missing Muslim human rights lawyer who has previously accused state security officials of brutality. The disappearance of veteran lawyer Somchai Nilapaijit has further complicated Mr. Thaksin's efforts to end nearly 3 months of violence and conflict in the mostly Muslim-populated southern provinces. Mr. Somchai, the chairman of the Muslim Law Professionals Association, disappeared in Bangkok March 12th. His car was later found abandoned. Mr. Somchai has represented clients in several high-profile Muslim human rights cases over the years, including several men arrested last year and accused of links with the regional terror network Jama'a-Islamiyah. The men were accused of planning to carry out attacks on Western embassies in Bangkok. More recently, he took the case of 5 men accused of links to the January 4th attack on an army depot in southern Thailand. The attack marked the start of the latest violence in the southern border regions that has left more than 50 people dead. The government has blamed the violence on a combination of criminals, Islamic separatists, and conflicts within local politicians and state authorities. Colleague and fellow Law Society member Somchai Homlaw says Mr. Somchai Nilapaijit has been dedicated to protecting the Muslim community and fighting alleged discrimination by Thai government agencies.
He always defends the cases of human rights violation, including the case that accused are tortured, especially the cases in the south that the policemen used the brutality, used abuse of power in making the investigation of the crime.
Colleagues of Mr. Somchai Nilapaijit fear for his safety and that he may have been a target for kidnapping after a speech in late February when he accused southern security authorities of using torture, including electric shock and beatings, to gain confessions. The southern provinces of Narathiwat, Yala and Pattani are home to most of Thailand's 6 million Muslims. The region has been under martial law since the January 4 attack. The law grants police wide powers of arrest and interrogation. Thai Muslim political leaders have called for martial law powers to be lifted. Mr. Somchai Homlaw says he fears if his colleague has been murdered, it could trigger fresh violence in the south.
We are really concerned that when he disappears and there are many indicators he might be abducted from the security officers of the government, it will stimulate more and more disturbance or violence in the south.
Thai government officials deny targeting Muslims in the security campaign in the south, and Thailand's Prime Minister has promised millions of dollars in aid and development programs to the region. But violence continues. A bomb blast late Saturday outside a bar in Narathiwat province left some 30 people injured, including Malaysian tourists, raising fears the government is still far from fully re-establishing security. Panatan Watanayogon from Chulalongkorn University's Institute of Security and International Studies says people are fearful.
As a whole, people are beginning to be more and more worried about the potential crisis in the south. Although people still very much believe that the situation could be brought under control by this government, but people are now beginning to at least lose some confidence in certain key officers in dealing with this problem.
Mr. Panatan says the crisis is proving to be a real test for the government in terms of its unity, efficiency and overall political support.
The matter is still far from resolved. There's still a lot of conflicts within the agencies working on the southern problem. There are also a few conflicts within Tharaka itself. It will be quite some time for the government to bring things under control.
Political analysts say Prime Minister Thaksin is focused on trying to end the violence and uncertainty gripping the south. They say with elections due in early 2005, the issue could become a critical matter for his government. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.